the PM General Election 2015 Chris Mason Desk of Election News with Chris Mason, featuring the PM election theme, written by Rick Wakeman.
Here on the Desk of Election News, we ask all the very big questions.
Do you know a 16-year-old that uses a colouring book?
The answer to Andrew Neil's probing inquiry in the next few minutes. First, though, in this era of social media, with people like me constantly prattling on about Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, there's something faintly nostalgic today about the prominence of a letter to a newspaper.
This is an unprecedented intervention in a British general election.
The Chancellor, George Osborne, on the letter to the Daily Telegraph from 100 business chiefs, as the paper described them, who said the Conservative-led government had been good for business and a change in course will threaten jobs. Yes, unprecedented, yelped Conservatives, although only if you forget similar endorsements in 97, 2001 and 2005 for Labour and 2010 for the Tories. Anyway, Mr Osborne said...
Over 100 business people, employing over 500,000 people and leading some of Britain's best known companies from Primark to the Prudential and from BP to Britvic and Mothercare have spoken out. Their message couldn't be clearer.
Labour tried to put the best gloss on it. Of course businesses like tax cuts, they said. But the words of Tony Blair may just be ringing in their ears. If chief executives say it is Labour that will put the economy at risk, who does the voter believe, their former leader asked in his memoirs before writing, answer, the chief executives. Labour's focus instead today, as we've been reporting on PM, was zero-hours contracts and their planned new law to ban them after 12 weeks of regular work. Meanwhile, the Shadow Chancellor Ed Balls denied he intends to lower the point at which taxpayers would start paying 40p in the pound in income tax. Now, think back to those brief moments of excitement when a home nation has not yet been knocked out of a World Cup. There's a fascination with what the wags are up to, the wives and girlfriends.
Our picture exchange communication books.
Yeah.
So the children will pull off the item or the picture that they want to explore. So
Samantha Cameron's been shown round the Abbey Court School in Strood in Kent today, which just so happens to be where UKIP nicked a Tory seat a few months back. So, Sam Cam, how's Dave feeling about that TV debate tomorrow night?
He doesn't seem too nervous, but I have to say I'm very glad that it's him that's doing it and not me. Thank you.
Meanwhile, Lib Dem leader Nick Clegg's been at Playtown, a soft play centre in East Dumbartonshire in Scotland. He's been outlining a policy on paternity leave.
We're going to increase the time that you can take off up to 6 weeks, but if you don't use it, you lose it. So, of course, dads can choose not to take that time off, but then they won't retain the entitlement.
He also says he'll retain his seat, Sheffield Hallam, after a poll suggested he wouldn't. Anyway, it's about time we got an answer to that question from Andrew Neil about colouring books. UKIP says there's so much pro-European propaganda in education that 16 and 17-year-olds shouldn't get a vote in any referendum on staying in or leaving the European Union. Suzanne Evans is UKIP's deputy chairman.
Everything there from colouring in books on the Common Agricultural Policy for primary school children right up to research projects at university level. The amount of money that the EU is putting into this propaganda and throughout the entire education system is enormous.
Do you know a 16-year-old that uses a colouring book?
Andrew, I think we're sort of slightly confusing the issue.
We end tonight with a brief examination of the health consequences of democracy. Yes, it's all about pizza, pooches and pounding the pavements. Work by Dodds Polling suggests a mighty 83% of candidates get more exercise during an election campaign. All that walking and shoving leaflets through letterboxes. But 26% eat more junk food. And yes, 1 in 4 say they've been chased or bitten by a dog in pursuit of your vote.